Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat.
Hello and welcome to our podcast for this week. It's great to be here. Hi, Michaela.
Hi, Emma.
How are you today?
Good. I love rainy weather and it's rainy today.
It is.
Yep. Very happy.
I love rainy weather too. I always wake up and I'm like, oh, I feel good when it's rainy.
Yeah.
Which is funny. I know most people love like sunny days, but yeah, I love rainy days.
Yeah. Well, when you're a kid, you're like, oh, I have to be stuck inside. But that was always when my mum got the most creative. So I think maybe my love of rain stems from the fact that we were building forts and things as a kid.
Yeah. Yeah. I picture when we were little kids, like dad making us hot chocolate.
Yeah.
So that might be, yeah, you're right. Like what comes from these fun ideas of the rain.
Yes.
Okay, so let's jump into it. Our heartbeat for this week, the video that Rosemary shared with us, she started off talking about bees. Honeybees. Well, that's what I thought, honeybees. And how bees shouldn't be able to fly.
Yes.
I love facts like that. Like,
yeah. Well, yeah. That fact kind of reminds me of when you get like Minties or, I don't know, they have the little facts printed on them.
Yeah. Or even, I mean, fantails are a bit different, but, you know, when you had to guess the celebrity, but you're right, that type of fact, yeah, I like that, that's true. And I just thought it was interesting, bees shouldn't be able to fly, but for God, nothing is impossible. That's right. And we can just really take such encouragement from that when we're going through hard times, you know, with God, absolutely nothing is impossible. As we face mammoth tasks in our life, just remembering nothing is impossible.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what I particularly get from Rosemary sharing about the bee not being able to fly is that it's not able to fly when us as humans place how we think things should fly, like that science type knowledge, which I don't have. I'm not gifted in that way.
Yeah.
But when we place that type of thinking on top of how a bee flies, that's why we say a bee shouldn't be able to fly.
Yeah.
But God goes, no, I don't think like that.
Yeah.
I don't think how you think. So this creature is going to fly because that's God's way of thinking.
Yeah. And even the fact that, like, yeah, he could have decided, I won't make bees fly. But if he hadn't decided to make this really random concoction that made it able to fly, it wouldn't have been able to fulfill its purpose.
Yeah, that's right.
That's such a cool little fact.
That's right. And, I mean, you don't think about it that much, but a bee does have a purpose to, like, pollinate flowers and then to create honey for the honeybees. And, like, there is a whole life cycle that we don't think about.
Yeah.
And I think what I probably really got from the video this week was just that God's thoughts are way beyond my thoughts, like way beyond the way that I think.
Yeah.
And so when I look at something in my life, a situation that comes up, and I think it can't be done, or there's no, I can't get across this hurdle.
Yeah.
I can remind myself that God's like, no, I've got a different way of doing things.
It keeps the hope going.
Yeah, that's right.
Also, I mean, in a way, it really just consistently reminds us over and over again when we think about those things like the bee or like, you know, there's really thousands of things in the world we could think about in that way, that they're so intricate and so carefully planned in a way that we could never think of, that it really does remind us how vast God is and how limited our understanding of him is. When I was a kid, one of my friends, the girl who brought me along to youth camps and things and started the journey that was my conversion, she was very clever. She still is, and her family were very theologically minded. They really knew how to explain things, and I had all these questions, so I'd go to her and I'd sit down and I'd ask, you know, 100 questions, and then she'd say something and I would be like, well, but what about this? But what about this? And one day after I'd spent a long time asking lots of questions, she just said to me, but Michaela, doesn't that just put God in a box?
Mm.
And that stuck with me. I mean, she probably said that when I was, what, 12?
Yeah.
And it's stuck in my mind my whole life. Sometimes I'll be thinking about something. And each of us have our way that we kind of analyze events in our lives or, you know, analyze other people's situations, put judgment onto what something is, which is normal. I think it's normal for every person to be quite definitive about things, but that's just it. We can't fully define all of God. We can't fully know all of who God is.
Yeah.
And when we get to heaven, sometimes I think, am I going to be surprised by some of the things that, you know, he shows me?
Yeah,
you know?
For sure. When you're talking then, the words that you used a little bit ago was intricate and planned. And that, God's way of doing things are so intricate and is so well planned. And I want to follow that plan, but I don't always know what that plan is. You know, you're doing your best to follow God's will in your life. So it really comes down to that trust of knowing that God's ways are higher than my ways. I think it's somewhere in Isaiah, I'm going to say 50 or 51, I can't remember exactly, but where it's God's ways are higher than my ways and his thoughts are higher than my thoughts. And God's thoughts and his ways are so detailed and so intricate. And he has everything planned out. Like, he has all the finer details planned out that we don't understand. And so when Rosemary shares nothing is impossible for God, I need to trust nothing is impossible because he has everything planned out.
Yeah.
He knows what's before me. He knows what's gone behind me. He knows where I'm at now. I love that scripture that Rosemary shared. It's in Matthew 19:26. With men, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. It just reminds me, so true, like when I do things sometimes in my own strength, I do look at a task ahead of me and I just think, oh my gosh, how am I going to get that done?
Yeah.
But we're reminded, no, with God, everything is possible.
Yeah.
I also liked, like, Rosemary then moved on to talking about how we can be people who are kind and we're people who are generous. And she was really playing on the word the bee because she had, you know, the Save Our Bees bag. She gets excited when she finds those tough
things. When she has props.
Yeah, that's right. And I was thinking, about it. Like, she used the words, you know, we can be kind, we can be generous, we can be wise. And to remind ourselves that nothing's impossible for God. So when we think that we can't be kind in a situation, when we can't be generous, you know, there are times where we come up against things in our life where we go, I just can't be like that. I just can't forgive them. I just can't, you know, be generous to that person. Well, we can with God. So it's not in our own strength. That's what I kind of got from it as well. It's not in our own strength that we're asked to do these things, but it's with God by my side, nothing is impossible.
Yeah.
You know, nothing impossible for him, and he uses us to do things. So with God, nothing's impossible.
Yeah. I mean, and God created us in his image. God created us to reflect him. And so when we do have that mind of being intentional about reflecting God's character, we all of a sudden we find those things that we can't do are so much easier, right?
That's right. With him, with us. That's right. Completely. And then, like, I loved how Rosemary said, like, be encouraged when we look at bees, like, because that's kind of this trigger reminder for nothing is impossible. We can do that. I haven't seen a bee yet to think that, but I'm hoping I will.
We have this giant tree in our backyard at the moment. Yeah. It's dropping flowers like crazy.
Yeah.
It's very annoying. We have to go out and sweep all the time. But the bees love it there. Yep. So we have plenty of bees buzzing around.
Oh, so you've got plenty of reminders then.
Yes, we do.
So I haven't seen any yet, but I will hope to remind, because I personally really love things like that that help me think more about God. So when I see something, that triggers that thought. Like, that's how, for me, I find I become closer to God by those types of things and putting them in my life. So I like that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I was thinking, you know, we can take this then to even harder things in our life, like when we have situations of strife in our relationships, you know, in our marriage when it's really tough, when you're raising your children, in your finances, like just always trusting in God and reminding nothing is impossible. I think the scripture in Matthew 19:26 that I read before is one of those like ones you can memorize because it's short, it's sharp. And even if you didn't remember all the words, it wouldn't matter. Just the part, nothing is impossible for God.
And even if you can't remember it, you know, write it down on a sticky note, put it on the fridge every time you go to get a snack.
Yeah.
It's there.
Yeah, good reminder. I love it. Yeah. And just like then from that, like nothing is impossible for God. So when you're in those situations going, God can resolve all things. Yeah. You know, I can trust in him. God is there with me. Mm. Yeah, just such a strong reminder. And hey, maybe when you come against like interesting facts now that like the bee shouldn't be able to fly, when you find different facts in your life, you're like, you know, this thing shouldn't be able to do that.
Yeah.
Well, then you can go, well, but, you know, my creator, my God is a creative God and he can do all things. He thinks way above me.
That's right. And on our social media as well recently, there have been a lot of posts kind of surrounding fear and doubt and even the intricacies that God creates. And one of them particularly, it said, what does God say when you limit him in your mind, when you think that he can't do something or you can't do something, when you're making you're limiting who he is. And the reply that the post said was, God responds with, look behind you, which sounds kind of creepy. It's like, look behind you, but realistically, like, look back on your timeline, look back on the times that you thought that something else was impossible and you ended up with a result, whether it was what you were hoping for, in that situation, or whether it was, you know, an even better result, or maybe, you know, it was a level of even suffering that brought you closer to God. He says, look behind you, and you look back at all the times, God did this, God brought me through this, God, you know, was present to me while I was going through this, even. God, you know, created beauty out of this.
I like that. I think often that's what builds your faith, when you do look back and go, wow, God brought me through all of these things. And if you're someone who can't see those things in your life, well, start now. You can start now. Like, God, I trust in you now, and allow him to get you through this situation you're in. And then you have moments to look back, because there's always a starting point.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like that. You look back and God, yeah, I think God builds our faith by us seeing what he's done and remembering.
And I'm naturally, I think I can say this, that I'm naturally kind of pessimistic.
Yeah.
So oftentimes when I look back, I'll kind of remember like negative things that happen. It's a lot easier for me to remember those things. But yeah, when I look back with that lens of look behind you, look what I've already done, and I really kind of rummage through, okay, well, why am I remembering the bad stuff when there was literally a victory right after?
Yep.
It's a sweet reminder for when we look into the future.
Definitely. So a weekly challenge for this week is that when you come to a circumstance that you can't seem to get through, it's to stop in that situation, say a prayer, give it to God, which when I say give it to God, I pretty much just mean in your head saying the words, God, I give this to you. I ask you to come into this situation. So give it to God means you kind of almost, I imagine, like placing the situation in front of me as if I could hold it in my hands, and then lifting it up to God, like, God, I give this to you. I'm letting you have this. You are the God of the impossible. I know you can come into this situation. So it's when you're in a circumstance, stopping, saying a prayer, lifting it up to God and asking him, the God of the impossible, who can do all things, to come and make a way in your situation. So I really pray, we both really pray, that you can work through that challenge this week and that God will bless you in it.
So
what? This week, I want to share about Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, and it says this: Now to him who by the power at work within us is able to accomplish abundantly far more than all we can ask or imagine, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. Now, I love this scripture, and I think it fits well with what we're talking about today, the God of the impossible, because it talks about how God living in us, his power in us, helps us to achieve more than we can imagine. So when earlier I was talking about how with God by our side, nothing is impossible. Well, that's kind of, to me, kind of what this scripture sums up, that God who lives in us, the Holy Spirit who lives in us, that power that the Holy Spirit can give us to live out our lives, that's what helps us to, as the scripture says, accomplish abundantly far more than all we can ask or imagine. And I just love that because it blows my mind that God can do more than we can ask and more than we can imagine. So I start to try and imagine the biggest thing that I can imagine, and then to think that God is even bigger than that. Like, it kind of blows my mind, you know, and then you kind of have to go, oh, I've got to stop thinking, it hurts. But that's what I love about this scripture, that we have a God who wants to live in us and guide us in our lives and therefore help us to do more than we could ever ask for or imagine with our own minds that he's given us. We have a God who is bigger and greater than that. And we can be so encouraged this week by a God who wants to live with us and wants to empower us to live in our lives, to live out everything that he has for us in our lives. So I hope that really encourages you this week.
Worship song of the week.
So this week for our worship song of the week, we are going to be jumping onto a new band that I only heard of very recently. So that's pretty cool. I love discovering new music and I love sharing it even more. So this week our song is Nothing He Can't Do by Community Music featuring Meredith Andrews. I was literally listening to it just before we started recording the podcast. So you know that it's a good one if I keep listening to it. So I really hope you enjoy it. Look it up. Nothing He Can't Do by Community Music featuring Meredith Andrews.
Spotlight.
And for our spotlight this week, we have something that actually kind of relates to what Emma was speaking about earlier. She spoke about how God is present in all of our circumstances, whether that be our marriage or our work or whatever. Today, I am shedding a spotlight on a ministry called Fierce Marriage. I came across them on Facebook when a friend shared their Facebook page recently, and they have just been such an awesome resource for me in my everyday life. I read their blog posts regularly. The mission statement of the ministry is to point couples to Christ and commission marriages for the gospel. And boy, has this ministry done just that. Fierce Marriage supplies a plethora, I love that word, plethora of resources, from a podcast to blog posts to several books, one of the books being for a wife, one of them being for a husband, and then one for being joint, I'm pretty sure. They do devotionals, and they even offer references to going to different counseling people. So they really have a lot of different things for people in many areas of marriage. The ministry really set themselves up to give couples an understanding of how to love the way that Christ loves in the context of their own marriage and how to develop that love over time. They've also launched another ministry very recently, a sister ministry run by the same people and it's called Fierce Parenting, which actually is a side-by-side ministry that helps these parents guide their children towards God and really have gospel-focused parenting techniques. So I really hope that you go check them out. You can go to fiercemarriage.com or you can go over and like their Facebook page, which I personally really love. It's Fierce Marriage. Hope you enjoy.
Well, excellent. That's our podcast for this week. We hope that you've enjoyed it. We hope that you're encouraged. We hope that you know that nothing is impossible with God by your side. The weekly challenge for this week was that when you come to a circumstance that you can't seem to get through, stop, say a prayer, give it to God, and ask him, the God of the impossible, to come and make a way in your situation.
Make sure you follow us on Instagram and Facebook. We have so many awesome resources. As I mentioned before while we were recording the podcast, they really have a bunch of little blurbs that make you think during the day.
They really do. Yeah.
So I really hope you go check it out. Heart Ministry for Women. You can check that out on Instagram or Facebook.
That's it. And we hope that you're having a wonderful, wonderful week. And remember, if you see any bees, that you can be encouraged and reminded that nothing is impossible for God. So we look forward to seeing you all or chatting to you all next week.
Bye.